The starting point for Christian moral teaching is that we cannot by ourselves be good in any fundamental sense. This insight is found throughout the scriptures. In Psalm 143, we hear, "Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you." The Apostle Paul writes in his epistle to the Romans, "I know that nothing good dwells within me, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do." And the writer of the epistle to the Hebrews speaks of the sin that clings so closely. And the first epistle of St. John tells us that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And Jesus himself tells us that no one is good, but God alone. And he says, "Abide in me as I abide in you." Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. This is really quite difficult teaching, especially in our multi-faith and secular context. Christians in past centuries found it perhaps a little too easy to believe that only Christians could do good works pleasing to God, because there was so little chance of them actually meeting a Hindu or an atheist. But most of us here today, I am sure, will have had the experience of being humbled by the kindness and the generosity of non-Christian friends and acquaintances. But John's Gospel perhaps offers us a way of making sense of this, because John's Gospel also teaches us that Jesus is the Word of God, by whom all things were made, that Jesus is the true light which enlightens everyone. It is not for us to try to set boundaries around the light and the love of God revealed in Jesus. It is not for us to decide for Jesus where his grace can flow and where it cannot. And so in this way, I think it is possible to look with admiration and with humility at those who do not share our faith, but whose actions seem to speak of the same self-giving love that we see in Jesus, and to do this without abandoning our genuine belief that fruitfulness comes from abiding in Jesus as he abides in us. When we abide in Jesus, when we dwell with him and in him, and our life is bound up in his, then we are able to grow into fruitfulness. Then we are able to grow into love for him and for one another. The devotional and the practical aspects of the Christian faith belong together. What that contributor to any questions spoke of rather dismissively as formal worship is really something much deeper and richer than that. Here, today, together, we abide in Jesus as he abides in us. Here, together, we have the assurance of his presence with us. Here, together, we meet as the body of Christ. We pray with him. We offer ourselves to God with him. We hear him in the scriptures. We receive him in the sacrament. Here, together, we can be transformed little by little from the inside and brought into fruitfulness. And here, we can learn simply to abide in Jesus' love, that we may love one another as he has loved us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.